Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Previously on Poppy Hillstead has entered the chat.
Is your daddy Liam Neeson? Because I'm taken with you. Would you even fuck Liam Neeson? Would you fuck him?
Hey, is she looking hot tonight?
Professor, fuck me. Fuck me now. I want you. That is awful.
God, I'm emotionally dead to this.
Yeah, like, maybe you have a mode where the arm moves really fast so I can be wanked off very quickly.
Then you'll be working my cock in no time.
Okay, I suck your dick.
So sporty. How tight that pussy.
I'm completely nude and I'm completely ripped as fuck.
Where's Bruce's cock?
Dirty.
Can you be my cousin as
your office
well?
Smells of sand.
Looking to share your secrets.
That makes me damn.
It's about attitude. Someone smart. Well, someone who can watch my 8-inch cock shoot come.
Look at this. Someone sent me another link to a chat room. A secret chat room. I'll just have a quick look. And then no more smart. Next week, I'm gonna set this right. I'm gonna make stuff nice. A sweet episode. A sweet episode. A sweet episode. My name's Poppy Hillstead. Am I good enough to use fabric conditioner? I don't know if I am.
This is a podcast where I go into chat rooms and then me and a couple of fellas act out the conversations we've had. That's it. Let's get on with it.
Real conversations. Re-enacted for you. Poppy Hillstead has entered the chat. Hey guys, welcome to a very special, wholesome episode of Poppy Hillstead has entered the chat. Last week, even though I've just found the most fascinating network of really grotty chat rooms here, I've made the decision that I really need to put the grime to the side and mix things up a bit and have some nice chats with people. Now, it's pretty empty around here, but hang on a minute. I think there might be somebody in. Maybe somebody in here. Hey mate, do you wanna have a clean chat with me? Come on, this has got to be clean. It's just got to be clean.
Hi. What do you mean by a clean chat?
I just want a completely clean chat, okay? A wholesome chat.
Okay. This is the wrong chat room for that. Was that a mistake?
No. I just fancy a good old, sparkling clean chat with like-minded people, okay?
Okay. And what about after?
We'll see, okay? Let's just go for it.
Okay.
Brilliant. Okay, so let's do this, yeah?
How are you?
Yeah, I'm great.
Cool. How's life?
Yeah, I'm feeling great. It's the, you know, the sun's out. I'm feeling chipper. Yeah. What about you?
My life could be better. It's so for now.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Oh, poor you. You know, why is it so?
Frustrated.
Why?
I can't tell you why, because it's not clean.
Okay, right, come on. Keep focused. We've got to keep this clean, okay?
Okay, I'm trying. How was your day?
Good. And how was your day?
So, like I said before, lol.
Come on, you're wavering. Keep focused on the prize.
What prize? What can we even talk about?
Let's just talk. Tell me the nicest thing that's ever happened to you.
I don't want to.
Come on, please.
Okay. Nicest thing that's happened to me is having one of my dreams come true.
A dream come true?
Yeah, but I'd rather talk about how I'm currently looking for a new slave.
No. We've got to keep this clean. What dream did you have come true?
Okay. When I was younger, I buyed something for my mother with my own money. With my savings.
Aww, that's lovely. What did you buy her?
I buyed her a dress.
Oh. So the nicest thing that's ever happened to you was that you bought your mum a dress with your own money when you were younger, and that was a dream come true for you. What a lovely man you are.
Yes.
What colour?
Purple.
That's gorgeous.
I could buy you a dress.
Keep it clean, please.
A dress is clean.
You seem like a really sweet guy.
I am. Do you want to see my favourite vid?
Sure. Oh, God. Oh, fucking Christ. I thought you meant a video with the dress.
No. Lol, why would I have a video of the dress?
Oh, God. How can you even do that on cue?
You can store it up.
Fucking hell. That is huge. That is a lot.
Do you like it? How much experience have you had?
I don't know. I thought we were keeping stuff clean. I thought we were on about your mother's dress.
There was a miscommunication.
Yeah, there was. Oh, God, that was absolutely disgusting. I can't get the fucking video out of my head. It reeks in here as well. What can I do? What am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to have a clean chat with somebody in here? Why have I done this to myself? Songs are nice, aren't they? It's not... Songs make things better. Maybe I can... Oh, look at this. Somehow. Look at him over there. Hey, you all right? Do you fancy making up a song with me or something? Like a folk song? Something chipper.
What do I have to do?
Just do lyrics and rhyme with me and stuff.
Okay, I can try.
me.
Trees and flowers and grass and a summer sun. Setting across, turning everything to gold.
Sunset and sunrise towers with all the power.
I take my husband's hands and I run through the fields. I hope our wholesome love never sours.
Treat you like a queen, you stay with him for hours. He touches you.
No, keep it clean, please. His eyes are piercing emerald green, and he also cares about my hopes and dreams.
And without a stutter in his eye, he asks if you'll be with him for the rest until you die.
Yeah, that's a bit of a large ask, but, you know, yeah, until we die. And even after we'll die, we'll still stay together, and our ghosts will be in wholesome love forever and ever.
Floating in heaven, wishing to go back to when you were 11. Such a youngling, didn't care about anything. Playing in the stream, catching fishes.
Catching fishes with my bare hands, smashing them over a rock. Taking them back to my mother, so she could bake a fish into a pie. Haddock.
Back when nothing was too much stress for you, ain't it true? But then the older you grew, bills to pay, problems with your child and husband, oy vey.
Gone was that stress-free child, with a toothpick and a knapsack full of hopes and dreams. Now I'm a burnt-out old slag, ripping at the seams. I want some excitement in my life. Fuck being this perfect, modest, beautiful wife.
Yes, I love you. Let's go wild, blow off steam. You almost went on the wrong path, but this is the right path, my queen.
I almost went on the wrong path, but this is the right path for me. Where's my knapsack full of hopes and dreams?
Urging to climb into your bed. You've left a husband you did not wed.
I never thought I'd have been so enlightened. In this scat chat room, I thought I'd be frightened.
Don't be scared, lol. Is it something you'd like to try?
Hey, I don't think I could shit on cue. But let's wait and see. God, I shouldn't be doing this in Scat Chat Room, should I? What am I doing? I mean, I need some actual nice, lovely chats. Just thinking what to do.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I suppose nostalgia's nice, isn't it? Beanie Babies are nice. You know, I got heavily into Beanie Babies when I was younger. You know, I got so heavily into them, it got a little bit dark. I think I caused a middle-aged couple to have to move into a shed because I kept scamming them into buying so many knock-off Beanie Baby bears. I shouldn't be talking about that. Let's have a look if Beanie Baby communities are still kicking about, because I used to have loads of them. They're probably worth something now. Not the knockoff ones, obviously. Oh, here we go. Nice little Beanie Baby forum online. Yeah. Yeah, I really want a chat room, but let's have a look at this. Let's see what's going on here. Oh, this is going to be great. Nice, nostalgic.
I have hundreds of Beanie Babies. Only want $7 each. Will not look at the tags or prices.
I also have hundreds of beanies for sale. Let me know what you need.
Hun, I don't need any. I just want mine all gone. Thanks.
God, it's cutthroat in here. All those years ago being told that Beanie Babies would be worth thousands in 2020. They're worth nought. All these poor sods.
I inherited a huge bag of Beanie Babies. There was like 60 of them in there. I know there was two unicorns that had the same name, but totally different. I had three Princess Diana bears. I'm not really sure what they may be worth, but where'd I find out? I'm not really into them, but curious.
Very good chance. It's not worth anything. Every amateur with a Diana bear thinks they struck gold. There is a very, very, very slim chance you have something valuable.
It's mental in here.
The way people talk to one another in here is absolutely disgusting. Why do you allow that? This kid's just got called a dumb cunt. A child. So you're telling me that is allowed? And if so, it's making this forum ugly.
Oh my God. Children getting called cunts on Beanie Baby forums. This is mental. What's this old prick got to say?
Can somebody tell me more about my Diana bear?
What are you wanting to know? She was a mass-produced beanie in honor of Princess Diana after she was killed. Yours has some condition issues and is missing the hang tag.
Jesus, destroying that old woman's dreams. Who cares about the hang tag?
Toilet paper is worth more than Peace Bear. I'm sorry, he's a worthless common beanie, unfortunately.
This woman's nuts. Peace Bear. Fuck it, that's horrible.
Sorry, hun, all of yours are practically worthless. Better off as dog toys.
Jesus Christ. Actually, I might drop her a DM. Do you know if any, like, Beanie Baby, like, chat rooms are still kicking about anywhere?
Hi, hun, of course. There's this one. FYI, it's quiet in there. Have a great day.
God, people really collected Beanie Babies back in the day, thinking they were going to be thousands and thousands of pounds in the future. Yeah, the only Beanie Babies that seem to have any value are the ones with defects or something from the factory. That's what they've boiled it down to. Beanie Babies with some, you know, look like misprint or something like that. Makes them rarer. Makes them worth something. It's interesting, isn't it? Let's have a look in this expert Beanie Baby chat room. Hey guys, is this a Beanie Baby chat room?
It is indeed.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, I think I might have a rare Beanie Baby.
I'm more than happy to help. I don't want you to be disappointed. I warn you now that many of them aren't worth more than a couple of bucks.
I have Peanut the Elephant with factory faults.
Oh, I'll zip my mouth. Peanut is a good find. With faults, you mean misprints on the tag, spelling mistakes, etc.
I mean, like, factory faults.
What faults? Missing arms and legs could definitely boost the value, but it needs to be a genuine factory fault. You can't just cut off a limb and claim it's a factory fault.
Yeah, I
I know this is going to sound ridiculous, but my Peanut the Elephant has its head where its arse should be.
What?
Yeah, I know, I wasn't happy when I originally bought it, but then I found out something like that could add value.
I've never heard of that. It's arse?
Where's the tush tag?
At the other end. Yeah, it's genuinely mental.
Well, I believe it when I see it, little whale.
Can we see pics?
Yeah, sure.
I would need to see it in person, but it looks more like a regular peanut.
Can you take a closer pic?
Okay, yeah, basically, its tail and the tush tag is where its head should be. And its head is where its arse should be. Do you know what I mean? It's swapped over.
It doesn't look any different to a regular peanut.
Yeah, it's like regular peanut, but its head's where its arse should be, and the tail and the tush tag are on the other end. It's just like a regular peanut, but it's facing the other way.
Facing the other way? This makes no sense.
Look, right. A regular peanut looks like this. And then my peanut looks like this.
Your peanut is facing to the left, and the other peanut is facing right. What is your point? There is no difference.
Peanut is still a good beanie.
Yeah, I've spent years thinking that it had its head on its ass and its ass on its head, so I'm rather disappointed.
Oh, we all are. Hello, wheel.
Can we stop saying arse?
Real conversations. Reenacted for you. Poppy Hillstead has entered the chat. Oh, I've been booted out. Why did I do that? Maybe I'm just not a wholesome kind of person. I've just done that, haven't I? That wasn't very nice. You know, I do stuff like that, like annoy people. I'm just not wholesome. I try and be. I might give it one last shot. You know, I'm going to go back to where I belong, which is, this filthy network of chat rooms down here, and maybe I can make up one last song with someone. Maybe this guy. Hiya, you fancy making up a wholesome song with me?
Hey, sure, I'm Mark.
Brilliant. Let's do this.
I've travelled a many chat room, and I've talked of wondrous many things. I've made love to Eric Idle, and I've bathed in such lustful sins.
Okay.
And I'm telling you this. You can't go to college to learn how to get through the trials of Nottingham Forest.
Imagine going to college for that, Lord.
I've lived a life of grime, but I've put that to the side.
How are you anyway? Have you ever tried anal sex?
Mark, are you even listening to me?
Well, what do I need to do?
Make up lyrics with me to a rock song.
Caressing and squeezing your tits.
This corset of oppression off me.
I'll wrap my arms around your body and crack you open like a nut and unravel you from your corset. This body needs to be free. It needs to be free so you can give yourself to me.
Open like a lacy nut. The corset is the shell, and the sweet, sweet meat is the nut of my body. I think the inside of the nut is my tits. Do you get what I mean?
I tuck on them tits hard, biting on the nutty nipples to get them hard. So, do you like older hung men? What are you into?
Yeah, I've not finished the song yet. Mark, I want to get 20 men and take them with me to a secret den. And I want to get real freaky as shit and really and roughly badly, I'll suck their tiny dicks.
20 men? I'm not sharing you, Missy.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.